Now, I know we're going to talk about the Traverse City Film Festival, but I first want to talk about the Oscars. I mean, why wouldn't we in the middle of summer?
That's right. Well, they announced that Ellen DeGeneres is going to be hosting the 86th Oscars. Back in 2007, she hosted the 79th Oscars.
And I thought she was great.
Yeah. In fact, she won an Emmy for Best Performance in a Variety Show. So that's pretty
nice. She just has that kind of sense of humor. It's not biting. It's not cutting. It's not mean-spirited. But it is funny.
Yeah, she's funny, she's pleasant, she's charming, she's creative. So we'll look forward to seeing Ellen DeGeneres hosting the Oscars on March the 2nd, 2014 on ABC.
And speaking of awards, there were plenty handed out this past weekend at the Traverse City Film Festival.
Yes, there were. Michael Moore likes to give out awards. And it's a lovely film festival in a lovely part of the world. The filmmakers like Traverse City because it really is beautiful that this time of year, and it was very pleasant. The weather was very pleasant up there last week. Between you and me, I thought the selection of the films were just a skosh better at Cinetopia. They played a lot of stuff.
I would never have guessed you'd have that opinion.
That we had already played, actually played a couple years ago. So anyway, it's pretty interesting. But the best kids film was The Painting, the best foreign language film and painting played during Cinetopia. The best foreign film, Starbuck, is a film that we played at the Michigan Theater earlier this year. Best American film is Trust, which actually came out in 2010. It was shot in and around Ann Arbor in southeastern Michigan. And Leanna Liberato, the star of that film, also won a Discovery Award. She's a very talented young actress. The best documentary film, Gore Vidal, The United States of Amnesia. The best documentary film, they gave out a couple of these awards, went to Inequality for All, which is a movie about that has Robert Reich, the economic advisor.
A brilliant man.
Yeah, brilliant man and a very compelling documentary. Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids and The Heat that just came out, a Mount Clemens native, got the Michigan Filmmaker Award, a very charming guy and quite talented. And Michael Apted, who did the 56 Up or the Up series of documentaries about kids growing up. Kids born in 1956, and every 7 years they do a documentary about them. And he's also done lots of other stuff. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award there. The Stanley Kubrick Award for Bold and Innovative Filmmaking went to The Act of Killing, the Roger Ebert Prize, which was just instituted this year in honor of that great film critic, went to Vajja for the best first-time film. The Founders Prize for Best Drama went to The East, and for another grand prize for best film went to Propaganda. Comedies, Bypass, and The World is Ours are a couple of other prize winners. Our Nixon, which was at Cinetopia, won a best documentary. So lots of good films, lots of good times, and bravo to Michael Moore and Deb Lake, the folks that put on the Traverse City Film Festival. They did a great, great job. They opened a new theater called the Bijou by the Bay, which is it's about the same size as the Michigan Theater screening room, and it's in an old building that was part of the little zoo that was on the bay right there. The zoo closed down a long time ago, but the building was left, and they turned it into a pleasant little theater. So good
and
for
I
them.
And I understand
now
the Film Festival officially took ownership of the historic State Theater that Michael reinvented
right.
too.
That's
this
right.
Year,
so. It was owned by the Rotary Charities in Traverse City, and they allowed them to use the building for a period of time, and if they could show that they could run it viably for 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever it was, then they would give them the building. They did it, and they now are the building owners.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Good for them.
Well, let's talk about movies that are available this weekend right here at home.
Well, there's three films that are opening at your local multiplex. Elysium is set in the year 2154. It stars Matt Damon as a guy who lives on the Earth because all of the wealthy folks don't live on the Earth. They live in a space station, and they have excellent medical care.
Planet flight.
Yes, exactly. And the Earth is in pretty bad shape. It's riddled with crime and poverty, and there isn't health care, and it's just not a good place. And Matt Damon's character is compelled to seek medical advice and other things, other resources from Elysium, this space station, and it's a drama about him getting there. And the person who's the secretary, the person that runs Elysium, is played by Jodie Foster, and you know, it's directed by the South African guy that did District 9, that was a really interesting alien picture that took place in South Africa, and this has gotten pretty good reviews. Not 100% great reviews, but a majority of positive reviews. So Elysium looks worth checking out if you're into the sci-fi kind of thing.
Well, I like Jodie Foster and I like Matt Damon, and typically I like their choices in roles, so it might work out very well.
It's a Dave film. And then Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. This is the Percy Jackson series. Percy Jackson is the son of Poseidon. He's come out in a couple of other films, or another film called the Sea and the Olympians. And this film is, you know, if you like that book series, if you liked the previous film, you want to go see Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters. He continues his saga of trying to fulfill his destiny as the son of Poseidon. He's teamed up with demigod friends to retrieve the Golden Fleece, and all kinds of adventures ensue. So we can go check that out. And then a film that stars Jason Sudeikis, a star
funny
of
guy.
Saturday Night Live, and Jennifer Aniston, who is a lady who Jason Sudeikis' character takes up to be a fake family to try to smuggle some marijuana from Chicago.
Yeah, she's actually a stripper who then tries to pull off being his wife.
Exactly. Right? And Jason Sudeikis' character is a, quote, ethical, unquote, pot dealer, in that he doesn't sell to kids. All of the ethics and scruples of all these folks get played out as they try to take their RV across the border filled with marijuana. So anyway, comedy ensues, as you can imagine. The reviews are not as strong as I had expected it to be for We're the Millers, which was actually at the Traverse City Film Festival. They had a couple of screenings of it there. Now, I'm excited about The Unfinished Song, which opens at the Michigan Theater tonight. It stars Terrence Stamp and Jerma Atherton and Vanessa Redgrave. Terrence Stamp plays Arthur, this grumpy old guy. He just, nothing makes him happy. He's a curmudgeon. He doesn't want to do anything. You know, he's 70, 80 years old, and he's just a crusty old guy. His wife, Vanessa Redgrave, has a hard time getting him out of the house, but finally, reluctantly, he agrees to join this singing group that's led by this youthful and charming young woman played by Jerma Atherton. And he surprisingly, after making fun of it for a while, gets into it in a rather interesting way. And it's just great to see Vanessa Redgrave and Terrence Stamp work together in this particular context.
She's one of the great actresses of the last half century.
Absolutely. Unabashedly sentimental, but thanks to reliable, powerful performances from a well-rounded veteran cast, Unfinished Song proves to be a swell, compelling character piece. That's what the New York Times says, and USA Today says the movie works mostly because of the artistry of the stellar cast and the heartfelt script of writer-director Paul Andrew Williams. So go check that out. It should be a lot of fun to go see Unfinished Song. And then a song that also played up at the Traverse City Film Festival, Lovelace, is about Linda Lovelace, most famous from the Deep Throat film from 1972.
Pretty much brought pornography into the mainstream.
Well, yes, it was a pornographic film that actually had a plot and characters and some jokes in it. And
kind of moved it from the stag film kind of issue right into theaters.
Right. I mean, that's the only place that you could see movies at that time was in theaters, porn movies, but they were in porn theaters. But it upped the game a little bit in terms of the movie making, because there was actually characters in a plot that you could follow. And Linda Lovelace became this international sensation, less as a centerfold fantasy than as a charming girl next door type of character. But all kinds of complexities played out in Linda Lovelace's life. She wasn't aspiring to be a porn star, but clearly became one. And it's interesting what happens on trips along the way. Todd McCarthy from The Hollywood Reporter says, smartly done account of the trials and tribulations of the first porn star. Entertainment Weekly and the New York Times, like the New York Times, said, what really drives the movie is its own search for something to make fun of and for a comic style that feels credibly naughty while remaining ultimately safe and affirmative. So Lovelace is worth checking out, and that opens this weekend downtown. If you haven't seen Fill the Void, it's going to go away very quickly, and it's about a very conservative Jewish community, very conservative, very orthodox, extremely orthodox Hasidic family from Tel Aviv. The 28-year-old daughter dies in childbirth, and after a lot of very interesting kind of machinations in society and in family, the 18-year-old daughter becomes a candidate to fill the void of her sister. It's a very compelling family drama. The Way, Way Back is going to go away pretty quickly. It's a great comedy with Toni Collette and Steve Carell, Liam James, and most particularly Sam Rockwell, about a summer vacation. And 20 Feet from Stardom is every WEMU listener will like 20 Feet from Stardom. And you got to go see it. It's about backup singers for all the great pop bands. It is outstanding. Go check it out. And a week from today, we've got The Kiss, which is a silent film with Greta Garbo that will be performed with live music. So go check that up. Put it on your calendar.
You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.